Rampindo.
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 Oh, thank you, Riley. Do appreciate that. Busy day last night. We had Jays-Yankees, Steen, which we love. We have Flames-Leafs, which is always crazy. Must have been a wound-up Scotiabank Arena, to be sure. And, yeah, some other NHL action and news as well. Let's get into it. We start with the Calgary Flames visiting Toronto. Oh, the same lines, Dean. Gaudreau and Monahan separated again.
If I could turn back time.
Wait a minute. What's happening here?
No.
What?
Well, 16 games to go.
Stolen. Just complete thievery right there.
Oh.
It was on yesterday's show. You've already stolen it?
I'm trying to establish it.
Right? Oh, I see.
And just, you know, run with the theme while it's hot and fresh in everyone's mind.
Got it.
Game number 1,000 for Lucic. We talked a bunch about that. And, oh, look at this. Showing up on the score sheet nice and early.
Here's Lucic in front. Valimaki scores in his 1,000th NHL game. Milan Lucic sets up Juuso Valimaki, who one-times the puck past David Rittich. And it's 1-0 Flames.
It was indeed. The Leafs would tie things up. Lucic then would add to his statistical collection of the evening with a scrap. Oh, a scrap.
Lucic already has an assist in his 1,000th NHL game, and now a fight, exchanging right hands with Sabourin. And now Lucic loses his helmet, but drops Sabourin with a big right hand.
Gotta love that, eh? You play the way he does, your 1,000th game, you get sewn up, caught the guy good. Won the fight, got the blood on you, love it.
Did they actually drop the puck, or did they just let them go?
I think they tried.
They really just let them go, didn't they?
They dropped the gloves, and they're like, whoa, 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 and then they were going to drop the puck, and they started fighting before it happened anyway.
Yeah. It's like, just go ahead. So yeah, for...
We're waiting for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the move, because if they try to drop the puck, I think it's probably on the officials to, oh, no, 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 you guys switch out, go to the other... No, no, we're just going to go here. Screw you guys. Elias Lindholm would score a go-ahead goal, and the Leafs would equalize via an Alex Kerfoot goal in the third. We needed overtime.
Lindholm able to settle down the puck, and center it. Gaudreau dances in and scores! A marvelous move by Johnny Gaudreau, who wins this game in overtime.
It was a marvelous move. I'll give him credit on that. That is correct. A dandy of a move. Gaudreau, I continue to like him away from 23. Not to suggest that Monahan hasn't been good without Gaudreau as well. This is a nice find, Dean. If I could turn back time. Thoughts on the game last night?
Are you going to play the thing again?
No, we're good. Yeah.
You sure?
Really? I like that.
I feel like if you're going to do it, you got to
once more.
If I could turn back time.
So what you would do is split them up sooner.
Well, you know, when we had the GM on before the season started, that's what we talked about.
Right. Well, we heard a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things.
There's been a lot happened since then. Yeah.
They were supposed to score together, so.
It was like six coaches ago. I don't know. A lot has happened. Yeah. Any other thoughts before we get into some postgame?
Well, I said it earlier. I just thought watching that game, as you hold the Leafs in check, you limit them to 13 shots through two periods. This team, why were you so bad? Why couldn't you have gotten... I don't know that you make a ton of noise in the playoffs. I don't know how you do in a seven-game series against Toronto or Edmonton or Tampa or whoever. But, man, you looked like a playoff team last night. And when you look good enough to be in there. How did you sewer yourself so bad to be this far back?
Yeah, maybe you're not going to win a playoff series, but you certainly should win the season series against Ottawa.
Yeah. Oof. You should punch your ticket and at least get in.
Well, all the games they played with the Leafs have been close. The first two in Calgary, the Sunday, Tuesday, those were close. They should have won the Tuesday game. They had that awful first period that haunted them and then owned the final 40 minutes, a Marner quick release. You know, the two in February, if you score on an empty net on a 2-on-1, you take both those wins there. Rittich was sensational, 71 on 73. All they've played is close games with the Leafs. Toronto's been their best matchup in the division. As crazy as that is, they only won three, but they're in every single one of these.
They've been blown out by Ottawa. They've been blown out by Vancouver and Edmonton. Yeah. Winnipeg, whatever it is, I guess.
Well, I was going to play a David Rittich. I'm blue now, too. But decided to gun that right before the PIN report.
What?
So let's hear from Matthew Tkachuk, shall we?
I just probably no surprise. You got a little bit of snow job there from Matt Tkachuk.
if you know him, he does that a lot, so it didn't surprise me. He's a great player, and he's hard from that.
Yeah, sorry, that was Riddick on being snow-jobbed by Tkachuk, which goalies don't like. Neither, they're just hole.
I liked it. I thought it was fun.
It's very Chucky, isn't
it? Yeah, it's very good. And then the chop on the top of the laces. Very good.
That's how you play, for sure. Yeah, you do that. I do this. Evie Stevie. And they didn't hug after the win last night.
No, they did not. No.
Missed that.
Poor Riddick.
Oh, I'm going to miss Dave. I like Dave. Huh? A little bit of a swagger, attitude. A little bit of fire. I like to...
Played with some passion.
Yes. Yes. And God help us if we have to see Louis Domingue in the NHL net. That too.
Ooh,
five of the next seven.
Now.
Against
what is that for? Shot.
What are you
Why?
Doing, Pinder?
I mean, have you watched
What's
him
the matter
the last
with you?
2 years,
what's Louis done to you?
Well, I had him in fantasy once. That didn't go well.
It's Louis
let's
Domingue.
Move along.
You and your fantasy, you'll have personal shots after because
how,
of
how could
right.
you be against Louis Domingue?
Louis Domingue is an AHL netminder, Dean. If they're trying to chase down a playoff spot with Louis Domingue,
hey,
they're
Ryan.
Not trying to chase down a playoff spot.
Ryan? That's where you say yeah. Why do you hate Louis Domingue?
There might be a Richard Report filed later.
Nobody hates Louis Domingue.
All
right.
Five of the next seven against the Habs, men, starting tonight, back-to-back, Toronto to Montreal, and then another one in Montreal on Friday. These are huge, huge games. 4 o'clock warm-up with Patty. 5 o'clock puck drop from the Bell Center. Imagine if there's fans in this division in this season for these games. It would just be absolutely wild. It'd be a madhouse. Last night, tonight. Oh, my God. Ah! Highlights. Let's go. Elsewhere. Crush some other third-string goalies. Rangers-Devils. Whew! Rangers got a good one in Artemi Panarin. Rhett, do you know he has 138 points in his first 100 games as a Ranger? That, a new franchise record.
I'm bold.
Whoa!
You figure? So
very good. 3-0. They shut out the Devils. Buffalo-Boston needed a shootout.
DeBrusk wheels into the slot. Shoots. He scores! A rocket top shelf by Dustin Tokarski. And the Boston Bruins will cascade off the bench. They win it 3-2 in the shootout over the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, it's like another guy in the Domingue weight class, Dustin Tokarski. They fall in the shootout. Hall, do you have a line on Hall, Dean? Not confident, apparently. I don't know if he kept the assist, but he mishandled a puck off a defender right to a Bruins teammate that scored. I don't know if he got credit or he should, but
he is not
the least confident player I've seen in a while, and it led to a goal.
Yeah, no, he did not get credit. 3 shots, 16 minutes, and 43 seconds.
Thank you.
Reviews were not super glowing for
not
Taylor Hall, no.
He keeps going on these, well, now he's going to build up his value. Didn't work in Buffalo. We'll see how it goes.
Meanwhile, Anders Bjork had a point for the Sabres in his debut.
Yeah, the Swedish chef cooking
right.
early. Yeah.
Ying Borsferdi.
Borski, Borski, Borsk. Philadelphia, Washington. Look at
Sherry
this
right
go.
Side across to Ovechkin. A shot. He scores! Alex Ovechkin on the power play. 14:50 to go. It's 6-1 Washington.
22 on the season. Russian machine never break. He's been excellent. Mantha was pretty good in his debut, too. Dean, do you have a line on Anthony Mantha in his first game as a Capital?
Anthony
one goal,
Mantha,
one assist.
A
huh?
goal and a helper, that's right.
Attaboy.
Well, Brian Elliott was there to help him as well. That was...
Yeah, any of the Philadelphia, either defensemen or goalies, it's been more charitable to the other side this year. Rough year defensively for AV's group, no doubt. Both teams might love this deal, Dean. Am I crazy? Like, this might be a home run for the Capitals and the Wings when we look back at this Verana and Mantha swap.
Yeah, obviously it's going to depend, like, way down the road what Detroit does with those draft picks. It was interesting reading some of the comments. It sounded like there was more to it than what we were... not happy with Verana in Washington.
It's a weird guy to give up on, but it's also a guy that they probably had to break out the wallet for, and that's tougher to do on a team that's already paying.
Yeah, because they were going to have
Backstrom,
to.
Backstrom, Kuznetsov, Carlson, Schultz, so like all those guys, right?
Hands up if this sounds familiar. A player who was playing down the lineup but felt like he should have been playing higher up in the lineup that was maybe making a bit too much money with a restricted free agent with Arbrights in the offseason looking like it could have been a tough negotiation. Sound familiar?
I wish we had player usage expert Alan Walsh on the program this morning.
Exactly, yeah.
But we've heard that a few times around these parts, haven't we?
Yeah.
Tampa-Nashville, embarrassing performance from the Bolts. Oh, dear.
Up the right board. Now some room. Ryan Johansson, 2-on-1. Johansson across, and the shot of the score. Victor Arvidsson makes it 3-0.
Arvidsson with a pair, our boy Tabasco, 7-on-22. Oh, no. Curtis McElhaney.
Why do you hate goalies?
They can't be trusted in their voodoo, Dean. That's probably why.
They are a weird bunch.
Don't draft them and just go pick them out of the Czech Extra League when they're 25 or, you know, watch them flame out when they're 19. We've seen it all.
Now,
we've
fellas, can I bring to your attention a gentleman who I believe was wearing number 16 last night? Had a pair of assists. Rem Pitlick plays for the Nashville Predators. I feel like Rem has rocketed, if not to the top, then top three of my favorite names in the game.
Yep.
Rem Pitlick.
Lance's
it's a gooder.
Boy.
Is it Lance's kid? It's a good guess, but I know there's been...
there was a Tyler Pitlick, and he had that Oiler stink on
that's
him,
right.
Which is always a curse. If you're not picked in the top 10, you don't work out. But this guy,
because Lance played for Ottawa. Anytime you hear a name Pitlick, it's going to be etched in your memory a little bit. Then you throw a Rem in front of it.
Yeah,
ah, good golly.
I've got some bloodline information for you. If you are receptive to it.
Dying to know.
Father Lance, cousin Tyler, brother Rhett.
Whoa.
Rhett Pitlick.
What's Rhett's problem? Where the hell's he?
Well, he just might be a younger brother, Dean. I'm going to look it up right now.
Hurry up, Rhett.
Rhett is at the University of Minnesota. He's 20 years old.
Oh.
Drafted by Montreal. Ooh. They're going to get a Pitlick, too. Everyone gets a Pitlick. Oh, beautiful. That's a big win for Nashville, who have just been absolutely steamrolling since David Poile threatened to trade franchise cornerstones on the blue line.
13 of 16, Ryan. Ooh, they have scored seven or more three times in their last 11 games.
This is the club that had Forsberg, Arvidsson, and Johansson separated and down the lineup last year because it wasn't working. Offense suddenly is working.
It's the Pitlick effect.
It really is. Yeah. Ely Tolvanen, too. Good name on that team. Florida-Dallas, big one in the Central Division. OT, we need
it. Forsling, Vatrano, one-timer, and he scores! Frank Vatrano on the one-timer, and the Panthers win it 3-2 in overtime!
What do they call him, Dean?
The Pizza Man? Pizza
yeah,
Boy?
He delivers.
He delivers, yeah.
That's right. The Pizza Man delivers in overtime. His fourth OT winner already in his career. Florida wins 3-2. Dallas gets another loser point. They're going to need some winning points if they're going to catch our red-hot Nashville down the stretch. NHL tonight, we got Arizona-Minnesota.
Phil?
Yeah, Kessel's been on a little roll of late, hasn't he?
Yeah, has he?
Winnipeg-Ottawa?
I'm in Ottawa. How are you doing?
Yeah, settle down. Patios will be wound up. Colorado-St. Louis.
We win blue!
Jeez, that's just... It's still it's alarming.
It really is, yeah.
How hammered that man was. Can I hear that one more time, please?
We win blue!
Like, he's days into losing his voice there, if you can really hear the strain on the vocal cords.
Ooh. Yeah. He's in there swinging, though, hey? He's not going home.
No, he's not a quitter. Dean.
No, he's not a quitter.
No. Vegas-LA as well tonight. That's on 8 o'clock at Sportsnet 1.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah.
And the Ducks and Sharks.
Not even close.
Best game of the night?
No. Best game of the night tonight?
It's gonna not
be
even
that,
close.
Best game of the night will be that Flames big win in Montreal to keep the streak alive.
That and the Blues, who are rolling against the Colorado Avalanche, who look like they need to be promoted to a better league. That'll be a good one, too. Some good ones there. Some nice little races forming here down the stretch. Yeah, baseball yesterday. We don't have a 705 guest, do we? We're good to...
Yeah, let her buck, buddy.
Okay. Two little haters out there. Suck on that one for tonight, will you?
Yeah, Hyunjin Ryu and Jameson Taillon in game two of the three-game set. Bottom of the second, number nine hitter Josh Palacios, Dean. Only due to COVID removals of roster players in the major leagues. 4-for-4 in his MLB debut. Let's pick it up with two runners on and two out.
Breaking ball up the middle. That's going to get through. Grichik's in to score. Here comes Gurriel. Jansen's headed for third. And Josh Palacios, a two-strike, two-run single up the middle. And the Blue Jays have a 2-0 lead.
Bottom four more from the Jays. Got to like this.
Yeah, Simeon lifts a high fly ball to left. Drifting back. This ball is gone. Marcus Simeon. That ball just kept going and going and going, and it carries right out of the ballpark, his fourth home run, to give the Blue Jays a 4-0 lead. Guerrero drives this one in the alley, and this one's going to get down. Up against the wall. Bichette's in to score. Guerrero's headed for second. The throw is offline, and Vladdy Guerrero has his second hit of the night.
Man, the 5-0 at that point.
Come on, you got to play the big boy.
Times.
Oh, he's going to. I'm sure he's going to.
Well, your adult son, Rowdy Tellez, Dean, mired in a 1-for-27 stretch to start the season until...
Rowdy touches one off, and this is going to go. Get out of here, ball gone. Rowdy Tellez with his first homer of the season. Second home run of the night for the Blue Jays.
I believe the StatCast nerds call that a piss rocket.
What?
You've raised a good son, Dean, and pass along our congratulations to Rowdy.
Can you say that?
We'll find out. Ryu was dialed in 6 2/3, just one earned run, four hits, seven Ks on the night.
You can't do that!
At 1.89, 6-1 Jays through the seventh. Some drama. It's probably just a matter of time.
Hey, talk about the big boy at first base.
Big boy at first.
Doing his yoga.
Late. We'll get
Making
to it. We'll get to it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
David Phelps took a 106.9-mile-an-hour heater off the back.
Ow, montage.
That unraveled the Jays' 6-1 lead pretty quickly because Romano came in, wasn't quite himself. Then Julian Merriweather had to come in a jam. The Jays would catch Gary Sanchez snoozing on the base paths. That would end the inning. But curiously, Tim Mesa comes out in the ninth, not Merriweather. And post-game, we learned Merriweather dealing with a left hip irritation.
A what?
No!
He was safe at first.
No!
Yeah, left hip irritation. That's not good for a guy that's only hurt when he's not throwing 100. Ah! They would get the final out with a lovely stretch from yoga enthusiast and fitness guru Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Ground ball up the middle. Bichette behind second. Throws from his knees. Not in time. And they have their decision. This might be the game, folks. And it is. What a play to end the ball game. A video review. Bo Bichette throws out Gio Urshela to end it.
There's your final. Jays win 6-3.
Big man made a nice...
Yankees lose.
Holy smokes. How many clips have you got in an April 13th one. Baseball game? My good Lord.
I was watching that more than the hockey. I just get a little fatigued this time of year. 40-some games.
It was a good game. Did you watch Bauer pitch last night? Ooh.
Yes.
So the point you were making about Vladdy Guerrero is a number of times already this season he's really stretched out. He's got the right foot on the bag, and he's stretching
out
there.
He's made good plays, Dean. He even made a nice play for the double play just before that.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, though. That is bad news waiting to happen. He's going to pop a hammy. Big boy going to pop a hammy.
Actually, he's 22. He's made of jello still. He's fine.
Oh, yeah.
And we do have more on that front, by the way. I don't know.
Today in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. news.
Boy, did the Jays win last night? Holy bleep.
On base streak, season long. Still intact, 2-4 with a walk. He's hitting 378, Dean. That's good, right?
Oh, my!
521 on base. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Stripling Kluber today. Matinee on your radio. Afternoon baseball. Dean Biggs. Matinee baseball.
Today?
11 a.m. right here. Sports at 9:60.
The Rocket. How about that?
We were going to have the Stadler and Waldorf show, but instead we'll take baseball.
NBA. Hawks beat the Raptors 108-103. They'll face somebody else tonight in Tampa and probably lose. Brooklyn Philly at 5 on Sportsnet 1, 7:30. Dallas Memphis and the Stockton Heat finally back at it, Dean.
It's a little bit danger.
Oh, Stockton! 3-game set with Laval opens at the Dome today, then tomorrow and Saturday. That's the set. Top team in the Canadian division, visiting Calgary. 5 o'clock start from the Dome. We'll see you there. Yeah, no, maybe. Tyler Parsons could play. They got to get Walker Deer through his quarantine. Maybe he'll get some ice here.
Well, Walker.
Someone's got to fill those large boots of Rosie, Rhett's boy.
I was going to say, when are we going to get a Rosie sighting?
I think as soon as you lose a couple to Montreal, if you do. If you don't, then maybe we don't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not saying they're going to lose. It's just once they're out of it a little more, we'll probably get a lot of Rosie.
Right. Whole lot of Rosie.
A lot of Pinder Report, too. That's a lot. Yeah. Lot.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
It was as if an elephant was on roller skates over top of marbles. Things were teetering.